Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights new job opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking. All arrangements put in place for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. More than 4 lakh people in 16 districts of Bihar reel under fury of flood. Centre assures all possible help to state government in tackling the situation. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Holness, to be on a 4-day visit to India beginning today. Israel launches airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. And in Junior World Wushu Championship, India bags 7 medals, including 2 gold in Brunei. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting.
आपके टैलेंट और क्रिएटिविटी को बढ़ावा देने के लिए भारत सरकार का सूचना और प्रसारण मंत्रालय ने क्रिएट इन इंडिया इस थीम के तहत 25 चैलेंजेस शुरू किए हैं। ये चैलेंजेस आपको जरूर दिलचस्प लगेंगे। कुछ चैलेंजेस तो म्यूजिक, एजुकेशन और यहाँ तक कि एंटी पायरेसी पर भी फोकस्ड है। इस आयोजन में कई सारे प्रोफेशनल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन भी शामिल है जो इन चैलेंजेस को अपना पूरा सपोर्ट दे रहे हैं। इनमें शामिल होने के लिए आप wavesindia.org पर लॉगिन कर सकते हैं। देश भर के क्रिएटर से मेरा विशेष आग्रह है कि वे इसमें जरूर हिस्सा लें और अपनी क्रिएटिविटी को सामने लाएं।
Earlier, on 22nd of August this year, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw had unveiled the Create in India Challenge Season 1 at New Delhi. These challenges will serve as a precursor to the upcoming World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, or WAVES, aligning with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Design in India, Design for the World. According to the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit will be organized from 5th to 9th of February next year to propel India's media and entertainment industry and boost creator economy. All arrangements have been made for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for a smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. Campaigning for third phase of assembly elections ended yesterday evening. More than 39.18 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. The polling, which will begin at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. The counting of votes will take place on 8th of October, along with Haryana. In Bihar, swollen rivers, including Kosi, Gandak, Bagmati, Mahananda and Kamla Balan, are wreaking havoc of flood after breaching embankments at several places and inundating more than 100 villages. After the massive discharge of water from Kosi and Gandak barrages in river systems, several low-lying areas in Supaul, Saharsa, Araria, Kishanganj, Madhubani, West Champaran, East Champaran and Gopalganj are affected due to flood. More than 4 lakh people in 16 districts are reeling under the fury of flood. In Kosi region, rail services have been affected due to flood near Indo-Nepal border. More from our correspondent.
Water level of Kosi, Gandak, Bagmati, Mahananda are rising rapidly due to continuous heavy rainfall in the catchment areas in Nepal. Massive pressure being witnessed on different embankments along Gandak, Kosi and Bagmati rivers. More than 6 incidents of breach have been occurred in West Champaran, Sitamarhi, Shivhar, Darbhanga and Supaul district. Houses and farmlands have been submerged due to breach and spread of flood water. 24 different teams of NDRF and SDRF have been deployed required for relief and rescue operations. The Katihar Rail Division has short terminated different trains due to flood and overtopping of water on rail tracks in Jogmani near Indo-Nepal border. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The center has assured all possible assistance to Bihar government to tackle the flood crisis. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs, Nityanand Rai, reviewed the flood situation in Bihar at Patna yesterday. Mr. Rai said 11 teams of NDRF have been deployed in different parts of the state and 8 teams are kept in reserve. He said the center is in constant touch with Bihar authorities. The union minister said if required, Air Force will help in airlifting of flood victims and airdropping relief materials.
हमारी एनडीआरएफ की टीम यहाँ हर आपदा में बिहार के लोगों को सहयोग करने के लिए तैयार रहती है अभी 8 टीम को रिजर्व में रखा गया है और 11 टीमें अभी बाढ़ प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में भेज दी गई और 11 टीमें विभिन्न स्थानों पे हैं.
In Nepal, 192 people have lost their lives and 30 others have gone missing in floods, landslides and inundation caused by incessant rain. Home Ministry spokesperson Rishi Ram Tiwari informed 194 people were injured in the incidents of natural disaster. He said that more than 4,500 disaster-affected people have been rescued so far by mobilizing all agencies for search, rescue and relief after the floods and landslides. The Supreme Court will resume hearing today on the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. A 3-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud will resume hearing the case suo motu. The Ministry of Education, Government of India is running the Strengthening Teaching, Learning and Results for States, that is STARS project, with the support of World Bank for the betterment of the schools of the country. A 2-day national knowledge sharing workshop is being organized in Bhopal from today under the STARS project. Madhya Pradesh School Education Secretary Dr. Sanjay Goyal informed that the workshop will be inaugurated by the Madhya Pradesh School Education Minister Uday Pratap Singh and Central Education Secretary Sanjay Kumar. More from our correspondent.
In the National Knowledge Sharing Workshop, along with the Central School Education Secretary and senior officials, the education secretaries of 17 states including Madhya Pradesh, state project directors and other officials will be present. The objective of the workshop is sharing knowledge of the states of the STAR project, identify the challenges of educational program and adopt the excellent work being done in the state by sharing it with each other. The STARS project is being run in 6 states of the country, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan, Kerala, Himachal Pradesh and Maharashtra. In the workshop, discussions will be held on various topics related to the improvement of education, including the national education policy. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, will be on a 4-day official visit to India beginning today. This will be his first visit to India and also the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Jamaican Prime Minister have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. During the visit, Dr. Holness will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Modi and call on the President and the Vice President. The visit will also provide an opportunity to him to meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will meet his U.S. counterpart Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. They are expected to discuss a wide range of bilateral and global issues, including the Ukraine war and the West Asia crisis. Dr. Jaishankar, who arrived in the U.S. Capitol yesterday, will also meet other cabinet rank and senior Biden administration officials. Israel has launched a series of air raids on Houthi targets in Yemen, marking a new front in the ongoing Middle East conflict. Israeli military confirmed the strikes, stating they were in response to the recent missile attacks by the Iran-aligned Houthi militants against Israel over the past 2 days. More from our correspondent.
The Israeli Air Force targeted military installations belonging to what they termed the Houthi terrorist regime in Yemen. Among the targets were power plants and the seaport, which Israel claims were used by the Houthis to transfer Iranian weapons to the region, as well as military supplies and oil. The strikes have resulted in at least 4 deaths and 29 injuries, according to a statement from the Houthi-run health ministry. Residents of the port city of Hodeidah reported widespread power outages following the bombing. These military actions come in the wake of increased Houthi aggression towards Israel, with the group repeatedly firing missiles and drones at Israeli targets since the outbreak of the Gaza war on October 7th. The Houthis claim that these attacks are in solidarity with the Palestinians. In their most recent offensive, the Houthis stated that they had launched a ballistic missile on Saturday towards the Ben Gurion International Airport near Tel Aviv, which Israel reported intercepting. Another Houthi missile was intercepted by Israel on Friday. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In U.S., at least 105 people have died after Hurricane Helene tore across the state and caused catastrophic flooding. A North Carolina county that includes the mountain city of Asheville reported 30 people were killed due to the storm yesterday evening. Foreign investors pumped in over 57,000 crore rupees into the Indian equity markets so far in September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, invested 57,359 crore rupees into equity markets, making the highest influx in 9 months. In Junior World Wushu Championship, Indian team bagged a rich haul of 7 medals, including 2 golds in Bandar Seri Begawan, Brunei. India won 2 gold medals, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals. India's Aryan clinched the gold medal after defeating Gong Huan Ran from China in the boys' group junior 48kg weight category. Shaurya triumphed over his Iranian opponent Ali Reza Zamani to win another gold medal in boys' 48kg children's section. Nang Mingbi Podpukon won a silver medal in the Taolu Jianshu C group event. Indian player Tanish Nagar in the 56kg category lost to Abdul Hamid Obidilov of Uzbekistan, confirming a bronze medal. The 14th edition of the Hockey India Junior Women National Championship 2024 will begin today at Ranchi in Jharkhand. As many as 26 teams will compete with each other for the trophy. In cricket, Bangladesh will resume their first innings at 107 for 3 against India on the fourth day of the second test match at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur this morning. The day 3 was called off without a ball being bowled due to wet outfield, while day 2 of the test match was called off due to persistent downpour. In football, Under-20 Asian Cup, India defeated Laos 2-0 in its concluding Group G match at the Lao National Stadium KM16 in Laos yesterday. Meanwhile, India has still not managed to qualify for the final round of the tournament. As of now, India is second in Group G with 6 points and a goal difference of +4. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. All dailies have mentioned the Prime Minister expressing gratitude for the novel outreach program, Mann Ki Baat, marking 10 years. The Asian Age, quoting the Prime Minister, writes, Mann Ki Baat celebrates spirit and strength of India. Hindustan Times cites a survey of 25 cities by the Union Government under the headline, Government's door-to-door survey to identify poverty vulnerability among urban workers from 1st of October. Mental health certificates now needed for transgender pre-hormonal therapy surgery, according to the Union Health Ministry, states the Pioneer. Amid reports of being trapped in cyber slavery, a data by Immigration Bureau reveals about 30,000 Indians yet to return from Southeast Asia, Punjab tops the list, reports the Indian Express. And finally, smartphones beat diamonds in exports to US, with nearly 50% of India's outbound iPhone shipments going to the US, notes the Business Standard. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights new job opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking. All arrangements put in place for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. More than 4 lakh people in 16 districts of Bihar reel under fury of flood. Centre assures all possible help to state government in tackling the situation. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Holness, to be on a 4-day visit to India beginning today. Israel launches airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. And in Junior World Wushu Championship, India bags 7 medals, including 2 gold in Brunei. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.